The young woman who sat a few feet from me quietly wept tears that indicated an unspeakable inner desolation. A week before, her husband had been killed in what is called a freak accident, leaving her with two small children and an empty life. On his way to work on Wall Street, he had been struck by a piece of falling masonry that inexplicably had become dislodged from a well-kept building. The insurance companies sometimes refer to such things as acts of God. The couple had had a good marriage despite all the challenges of starting a new family. They were, in fact, two in one flesh. Half of her life had been torn away from her in an instant. Her two children, a boy of 3 and a girl of 5, looked on, not really comprehending that they would never see their daddy again. Friends, and there were many, tried to say something consoling, but really did not know what to say. The husband's parents and family were overwhelmed in their own grief, and her family looked on hopelessly, trying to make some sense out of what was senseless. The priest who preached at the funeral had really done his best. He had been quoted in the local newspapers. He had directed everyone's attention to Christ's promise of eternal life. His fellow clergy of all denominations who read about the funeral were thankful to God that they did not have to preach. After the funeral, the vast majority of mourners, who were genuinely compassionate and felt very bad about what happened, went on with their own lives. Very close members of the family committed themselves to various kinds of help, but even their lives went on. The young widow remained in her darkness. Every place in her home became haunted by memories. Objects filled with meaning and joy became crowns of thorns. The wedding picture, his favorite coffee mug, his yearbook. Breakfast, which they used to share so early before he walked to the train, became an almost unendurable reliving of that last breakfast, and then the call later from the police. She did not even want to go to her parish church because it brought back scenes of the funeral. She did not want to meet the priest who had come over to the house when he got the news and who had preached the funeral sermon that she could not even remember because she had not really heard it. You who read these lines are moved even as you read them because you know that they could have been written about you with a few details changed. These lines are written about you, and they are written about me. They are written about us all.